For Australia's export-dominated agriculture sector, every market is a valuable market. And for beef and butter producers, the valuable Russian market just got shut down for a year. Australia is among a number of countries targeted by the Russian ban on food imports, and the biggest worry for Australian agriculture could be the broader effect on global trade of farm produce. Federal Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce is already looking for new markets.
What I have to do on behalf of other people in Australia is make sure that we have alternate markets. And last night and yesterday I was talking to the Indonesians about their capacity for the purchase of more beef and dairy products. And so we just try to work with these issues as they're presented to us, knowing that I can't really affect Mr. Putin and what Mr. Putin decides to do. Most of the time I have a real struggle trying to affect my own colleagues.
But with other countries also looking for new markets, Dr. Mark Malatos, an economics lecturer at Sydney University, says the sanctions could lead to big changes in global trade. He expects the European Union will be worst affected by the food bans. Its exports to Russia are worth about $15 billion a year, and it also produces about 31% of world dairy products, with much of that going to Russia.
The stuff that Russia doesn't buy has to go somewhere. That with this reorganisation of exports, Australian farmers might find themselves competing against European dairy farmers, for example, in markets where that competition didn't exist before, maybe in Southeast Asia and elsewhere, because, of course, Europe will have to find alternative places to send their exports.
That's a concern for Barry Irvin of dairy processor Bega Cheese. He's anticipating more dairy products finding their way to Australia's key Asian markets.
For the vast majority of this calendar year, we've seen global dairy commodities coming off in price. So the reality is the thing that we are yet to work out, I suppose, and we'll have to wait and see, is whether the market was already building in the risk that we now see as a reality around these Russian bans and extra product entering the market. But it's certainly not good news for the Australian dairy industry.
The beef industry says Russia is not a significant export market. In fact, no Australian beef has been exported to Russia since a trade suspension in April. Meat and Livestock Australia's chief economist, Tim McRae, says Russia was expected to take just 3,000 to 5,000 tonnes of the projected 1.1 million tonnes of Australian beef exports this year.
Look, we haven't sent any beef to Russia since April, and there was only very small volumes going. So for those exporters that were sending there, then there was some minor issues. But look, we're looking at, there's record prices for Australian beef at the moment in the US. We sent 10-year high volumes to the US in July. July was the biggest ever month for beef exports, and it was driven by markets like the US, China, the Middle East. So Russia has really diminished as a market for Australian beef producers.
But it still comes as bad news for Australian exporters like the Northern Cooperative Meat Company in New South Wales. The cooperative's chairman, John Seacombe, is disappointed negotiations to reopen the Russian market have now stalled.
It was a very lucrative market and unfortunately, since April we've lost that. So we've had to transfer those products into other markets around the world.